I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on self-directed support. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, from April this year, there's a legal duty on councils to offer what's called self-directed support to people assessed and needing social care. It gives people the right to choose and tailor the support they receive. That's a big change, and it's part of a wider strategy which will transform social care over a period of 10 years.
And what have you found?
Well, firstly, some context. Every year, Scotland's councils spend almost £3 billion on social care services. And what we're talking about here is a major shift both in culture and in the practical provision of social care. It's going to have a significant impact in the way councils manage budgets, and they'll have to work more closely with service users and the private and voluntary sectors to develop new services to meet the choices people make for their support. So far, progress has been mixed. To be fair, it's still early days of the new duty. Some councils have been on the case for some time, but others have only recently addressed it. Councils are using different approaches to determine how much they spend on each person's support. Each approach carries different benefits and risks, which will need to be managed carefully.
And what does this mean for the public?
It means giving people more control over the services they need, and that's been welcomed both by staff and users groups, the folk receiving care and the folk who deliver it.
And what do you want to see happen next?
Well, today's report makes a number of practical recommendations, and these are there to help councils in their work to roll out and fully implement the policy over the next months and indeed years. Some councils need to up their game to ensure self-directed support is successfully delivered on the ground. The public, after all, will rightly expect no less.
Douglas, thank you.